T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from Eagles Training Camp 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Overcast day throughout the Delaware Valley, which I'm sure the Eagles players are probably very appreciative of, because today they have the pads on. They haven't started hitting yet, but they're going to start hitting soon, and the cooler weather certainly will help the players today instead of overheating with 95-degree heat, which it could have been. We've got a great vantage point to watch it all. We'll be bringing it to you throughout the next couple of hours. Again, as we broadcast from Eagles training camp, we'll certainly talk a ton about the Phils also. They got a big win last night. They're now 2.5 games back of the first-place Mets, who lost, so we'll cover that. Certainly the 76ers as well. They retain Furkan, but they lose Dwight Howard. Much to discuss with the NBA. And, of course, as always, your phone calls with us at 215-592-9494. We'll have some Eagles players on today. We may even have Charlie Manuel and Larry Boa on the show, trying to work on getting those guys on. They are here at Eagles practice today. And again, as always, we'll have a lot of fun with you. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
An elephant's heart weighs around 30 pounds.
By comparison, I would have thought more, actually.
Well, by comparison, a human heart weighs around 10 ounces.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised it's not more.
30 pounds!
By comparison, my daughter weighs 30 pounds.
30 pounds!
Okay, 30 pounds!
30
a
pounds!
Man, that's dude, a little person.
30! If you asked me, I would have said it's 100 or something. No, man, there's a lot of mass in there. A lot of mass.
What the heck, Joe?
A lot of mass. All right, John, Nick
You're
Sirianni.
Thrown way off, I think, because we just took in a live Nick Sirianni press conference.
Yes, we did.
Your perception of reality has been altered.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The more I hear the Eagles head coach, I'm impressed.
Well, he's much improved over what the early Nick looked like.
Dare
in the press
I say
conference.
He's sharp. He's a sharp speaker, the Sirianni
well,
guy.
Well, he's up there. He's talking about what he knows and loves best.
Yep.
And he's in his comfort zone, that's for sure. I was also impressed. He's also parsimonious with what he's putting out there. You know, whereas once upon a time I felt like Nick Sirianni was going to give away all the trade secrets.
Yep.
And they were probably worried about that. He's now sort of, I don't want to say mastered the media challenge, but man, the guy he's learned a lot.
Well, he has.
And that's a good sign, because there were those of us,
yeah.
I think I'm pointing the finger at you.
Well, a lot of us.
Who felt like this guy was hapless when we first met him.
Hapless?
He's certainly not hapless.
Yeah.
And I don't know how good this team's going to be, but I know that I like what I hear from Nick Sirianni compared to what I first heard from Nick Sirianni.
For sure.
I love what I hear from Jonathan Gannon, and this is just based on what we're seeing out here on the field. This is a well-coached team, significantly better coached than the last couple incarnations that we've seen in 2020 and 2019.
Well, let's hope, especially from last year's team, 4-11-1. It really was a bottom out, and hopefully they bounce back. Now, again, they have the pads on. They'll start hitting soon. John and I are obviously excited about that.
And it looks like they're on this field, right?
Yeah, in front of us as of
yes.
right now. Yeah, which is
awesome.
Which is good for live radio from training camp. One of the things about Sirianni I really like today, John, he really emphasized in the press conference from a few minutes ago that it's about the players. And what I take from that is it's the opposite of Chip Kelly. And I'm going back two regimes now with the Eagles, or three technically. You count Sirianni's regime. But, you know, it's one of those things where – it always struck me like for Chip, players were interchangeable. and it was about his system. And I'll just welcome that guy out, this guy in. And Sirianni, I thought, John, was very clear in the press conference he just had that, you know, the talents of the players will ultimately create the type of scheme and plays that the Eagles run and what they do defensively and offensively based on the type of talent the players bring to the table. And it just, it's not that complex a concept, but it's something that I think Chip Kelly completely missed. And, yeah. Again, that's just one of many things Sirianni touched on.
Nick, he gets it.
I think so, too.
And I was worried about that initially. But think about this differentiation. Doug Peterson played quarterback. Doug Peterson was a guy who was the guy his whole life on every team he was on until he made it to the NFL, yep, and then was, you know, in a pretty cushy backup role. But Nick Sirianni was a guy, he wasn't the best player on his team. He wasn't the focus of his team. He was a cog on that team. He understands how much it means to a lot of these guys to just be noticed, how much it just means to be valued, you know, to be spoken to. And he goes out of his way to make sure he coaches up every one of them the same, which I shouldn't say the same, with the same enthusiasm. You know, like he approaches some guys differently, it seems like. But he gets after it, and he makes sure that they know that, you know, he's been there to some degree, and he understands the plight, so to speak. He knows what it feels like being out there. Plus, and these guys relate to him.
Well, and, you know, let's remember, this isn't – I mean, it's his first training camp as a head coach, but it's not his first NFL training camp. I mean, he's been through this a bunch of times now. So, you know, he's got to feel as a secondary role and further down the coaching, command, what a training – you know, let me ask you what a training camp should be.
I've really –
John, they're going to start hitting soon. Let me ask you this question. I want to get you on the record before they start hitting, and then we'll talk about it as we say it, and then we'll get to the fills. Will you be disappointed, John, if Sirianni doesn't really let the players really get after it today? What I'm getting at is,
what do you mean?
What I'm saying is, do you think this will be old school, tough, hard hitting, padded practice, or do you expect this to be, as a lot of things have been in recent years, a scaled down version of what used to be? What I'm getting at is, what do you want to see Sirianni's padded practice be?
I expect it to be hitting, not tackling, except for a couple drills.
Is that a mistake?
No.
Okay, I know you're old school, and I just want to find out.
I'm just glad that they have pads on. You can practice football without tackling to the ground, and they are learning to practice properly today because you have to learn how to, you know, yeah, harness your energies and rise up and strike people like a cobra. You can't do that without pads on. So, yeah, I expect this to be most periods look like the other practices that we've seen in shorts, but the offensive line, defensive line, they're hitting one another. You know, the backs in pass protection, they're actually hitting the linebackers. And then you're going to have a couple periods where they're tackling to the ground, that like a scrimmage type scenario. That's what I expect. That's what I'd be thrilled to see. And if they don't tackle to the ground, that's when I think he's making a mistake.
Okay. All right, 215-592-9494. So we'll keep you updated throughout practice as we observe what we see. Looking for – they just started, by the way, with field goal kicking. I could have used something else as a starting point, but that's okay. All right, let's get to the fills. They've played a little bit over 100 games, and I think it's fair to say for the first time in a long time, it actually feels like the Phillies are truly in it. You know, it wasn't like they were out of it when they were 4.5 out, 5 out, but it didn't feel entirely like they were really in, you know, the division race. They've now made a move the last 2 days. They had last night, again, another awesome win. I would frankly call it a stirring comeback, watching that one as it happened last night. And so we'll digest what we saw last night and where they go from here and what it means at 215-592-9494. I mean, John, I'll start with this question to you, and I'll throw it out to everyone. Do you believe in the Phils? They are now 2.5 out. They're obviously in it. The rotation has been improved. Ranger Suarez gave them 3 innings last night, which was by design what it was supposed to be. They were 3 effective innings. The bats came alive.
Ranger was incredible.
Segura, big hit. I mean, a real big hit.
Oh, by the way, how you still feel like you prefer that Gene not be on this team because he just won us another game?
Talk to me after the season ends if they're in the playoffs.
He just won us another game. When the pressure's on, Gene Segura wants to be at the plate. Like, that's a special player. He is I can count on him. I knew. First of all, Torres, awesome job in the ninth.
Yep.
Jankowski had two hits last night.
Yep.
Jankowski, a lot of people were saying, hey, he's going to he's going to fall apart when they have to rely on him more. Well, he hasn't. I like him as a player, and that's not changing. I think he's gritty. I think he brings a lot to the table. He brings the right attitude also. So does Torres. He brings that Ranger Suarez attitude, the, hey, let's just get out there and get after it. I love that. That's the way Gene plays baseball too. Now, I know you think he takes the antics a little too far sometimes.
I do.
But he's a really good baseball player.
He is.
He's hitting 300-plus with men in scoring position. Like, I'll take that. We can count on him. I think this team, 2.5 back, is in a great spot. I feel what we saw last night is sustainable. We saw them come from behind again. They're a team that does not quit in most cases. We've seen them look at a major deficit and say, hey, yeah, we've got the offense to handle this. They now have much more reliable pitching on their side. They've played 2/3 of a season with an absolute mess when it wasn't Nola or Wheeler on the mound. And sometimes when it was Nola on the mound.
Yep.
Now they've got four solid pitchers who will pitch into the sixth inning. That's
John, you're gonna go too far. I
that
could,
that
listen,
right there,
there was no doubt
is
in my
sustainable
mind.
Baseball. Look, they might only have to hover around 500 to win this division.
They might.
I believe this team can certainly do that. I believe they will not be counted out when the chips are down. And they've got the offense to power them through some, you know, unfortunate situations. If the pitching is what I think it is, with Kyle Gibson added and with Ranger Suarez getting back into the starting rotation, this team is much improved for the last third of the year. And, well, and so, yes, I do have faith in the Phillies.
All right, look, they obviously have a shot here to win this division. There's no doubt. I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494 if you believe in the Phils, if you're buying into the Phils. My simple answer is not yet. Absolutely not. I mean, I need to see that, you know, Gibson and Ranger in the rotation. I mean, I need to see these guys go through, you know, at least three or four starts before I'm going to say, yeah, this Phillies team has turned the corner. Because when I look at the standings, what I see is still just a 500 baseball team, 53-53. And there was no doubt in my mind, and I expected it, John, from you, and we'll see where everyone stands on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. There was no doubt in my mind coming in here today, Eagles training camp, where I knew we'd be talking some Phillies baseball as well, that there would be this sense of, oh, yeah, now I'm on board with the Phils. I'm believing, you know, this team's going to get it done. Mets aren't that good. Phils are going to win the division. And to that, I'd give you the old Lee Corso from College Game Day. Not so fast, my friend. 53-53 tells me you are a squarely average baseball team. Now, do they have a chance to be a better team in the final third?
Yes.
In the first 2/3? Yeah, they do. Sure they do.
And all they have to do is be slightly better than average to win this division. That's the truth of it. Man, the Mets, DeGrom is going to be out for a long time. They're giving games
away. John, you believe very easily on the Phils.
I guess I do.
That's the impression I get. Like,
because what I see.
Yeah, but a couple days ago, you thought they were going to go over the luxury tax. They didn't.
Well, that was wrong.
You know, now, and I'm not ripping you. I'm just
that
saying.
That was wrong, and I was actually hurt by that. That struck deep because I had a lot of faith in that. But they didn't go over the luxury tax. I looked into it, and there are only three teams in this league that have. And you know, it's the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Red Sox. Mm. Like, maybe that's asking too much. What we're doing is we're spending the seventh highest payroll in baseball.
Yeah, which is still very
high. Like, John Middleton is paying a lot of money for a lot of good players, and they're putting it together. They have faith in their offense. Now they've got more than adequate pitching. on most days.
Well,
and that's a lot better than where we were.
Yeah, I will say this, and again, everyone can respond and react to all this. 215-592-9494. What stood out to you with last night's Phillies game? Do you believe in this squad? And are you buying into what the Phillies are doing these last couple games? Did it mean something for where they're headed, you know, ultimately in September and we hope October? I will say this, while I don't buy into the Phillies at this stage, last night, John, was really one of the first, I guess really the first time that I will say I felt a surge of, you know, when some of those hits happened in the ninth inning, Segura's and then the hits that followed, I was home by myself, like literally pumping my fist on my couch, watching that game by myself, because it did feel like it has a chance to be meaningful. Meaning, when they were winning games 2 weeks ago, and some of them were great comeback wins. I mean, the Phillies have had a lot of comeback wins lately.
Yeah,
I was watching those games, but not really emotionally invested the same way I felt last night. Because 2 weeks ago, I really thought it was a tremendous long shot for the Phillies to ultimately make this a meaningful September and actually play in October. Last night, I started sensing they actually can do this. Now, am I believing yet? No, because I've seen them the last three seasons knock on the door and fall short. I've seen them this entire year play close to 110 games. They have an average record. So I'm not ready to go there yet. But I will say, for me personally, and maybe others feel this way as well, the juices were starting to flow last night in a way that, you know, feels good. I mean, we want to see the Phillies play important games in August and September, and ultimately we want to see them play in October. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Are you buying into the Phillies? Do you believe in this baseball team, the Phillies, and expectations for them to be better in the final third of the season?
This Phillies team is good enough to be a playoff baseball team. They are good enough
That's only because the division. Division is weak.
Okay, but they're good enough to be a playoff team, and they were not good enough to be a playoff team before that trade deadline.
Well, they had to get that slop out of the rotation if they wanted to have a shot.
And they
to
did.
Win. Now, ultimately, you know my theory. I still think they're going to fall short. I still think it was a mistake to buy. But, hey, as I said yesterday, I could be proven wrong. I mean, maybe the Phillies will get to the playoffs.
They're a playoff team.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494, plus observations from training camp. We'll give them to you throughout the show. Eagles with the pads on today. We'll talk to Avante Maddox later in the show. We'll talk to Boston Scott. It's an important year for Boston Scott, of course, backing up Miles Sanders. He's going to be pushed by some other running backs in the backfield as well. We'll talk to those guys later on. Phone calls through the show. Let's kick it off right now with Chris in Royersford. Chris, I guess you saw that Phillies game last night. What do you think, man?
Gentlemen, I saw, you know, bits and pieces, but the most important part towards the end.
Yep.
And I think, John, you can respect, as a professional athlete or a former professional athlete, there's a long season. You have to maintain even keel. And, John, I think you've done that all year round. Joe, you've been doing this typical Philly sports fan thing where you're
I don't agree with you on that, Chris. I think I've been pretty steady saying they're just an average team. I don't really expect them to turn the corner. I don't agree with your assessment. I've told you the whole time they're not bad, they're not great, they're just in the middle, and in the end that won't be good enough to make the playoffs.
Well, they're in the perfect division this year in this moment, because the Mets are, I have confidence that the Mets are on the downward spiral. When you have that many doubleheaders against that many great teams and your best pitcher is out, you're gonna be splitting doubleheaders plus losing the regular ratio of games on top of that.
Yeah, the only thing about that is I thought the same thing with the Marlins last year when they had a tremendous amount of time wiped out because players were wiped out going on COVID, and they had tons of doubleheaders scheduled, tons. And in the end, they finished with a better record than the Phillies. So I'm not particularly in the mood to put a ton of stock in that theory
with
the Mets
yet. Matt Klentak. You had the Phillies with Matt Klentak. And we're still struggling for Ruben Amaro depleting the minor league system and not building it back up. And then Klentak coming in, but I think you have the right pieces in place to make adjustments. And you're in the best division right now as far as the worst division.
Well, they're in the world, Chris. And look, man, I appreciate the call. They're probably in the only division they actually could have a shot to
compete. Not probably definitively. Yeah. They would be at least 8.5 games back in any other division in baseball.
Exactly.
Also, the Mets have only played one less game than the Phillies. So I think that they've already pretty much made them up.
All right, let's talk to Anthony in Ardmore. What's up, Anthony?
Yo, Hammer. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Just letting you know, I am off my ladder, and I'm not going to fall today.
Yeah, I don't want you public service announcements, anyone who's ever going to call WIP, don't call the station from a ladder while you're working like Anthony did last week. That's not, as they would say, that's not advisable.
Yeah. Got a couple of points. First off, I got some bad news over the weekend, and I just want to thank you guys for getting me through the week. I really appreciate you, Seltzer, Richie, you know, breaking stones and everything.
I hope you're doing okay, Anthony. Help. With whatever you're dealing with, we wish you the best. We really do.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. But Eagles, Carson Wentz, really? He's going to be out for 5 to 12 weeks?
Yeah, it hurts the Eagles.
We had a second?
Well, probably. Yeah, I mean, we don't know definitively yet, but I would say the
– It's possible he could still get back. I would guess that if they're going to err on this one, they'll err to the side of conservative and bring him back slowly. So, yeah, it's possible that we have two firsts and a second, you know, the bag of tricks that they're trying to use to go get a quarterback. It's not the end of the world. I know it's disappointing.
But it stinks. It's not the end of the world, but it stinks.
It's disappointing.
Yeah, it stinks.
But it's still a second-round pick. That is a valuable piece in a trade scenario just the same. It's better than a third.
It's not just a first-round
pick.
I mean, I'm bummed. I mean, it's still going to be a solid pick.
And there's a chance that he can come back, but I'm not counting on it.
Yeah, not looking good.
And I was watching some videos. Hurts hit Quez Watkins like 46 yards like in stride for a touchdown. Man,
yeah, Sirianni talked about that one today. Yeah,
he did.
Yep.
Oh man, I'm just so excited, and thank you boys for everything. And you know, I just can't appreciate you guys enough.
All right, Anthony, thanks for the phone call, man. 215-592-9494.
Here,
go ahead.
The bomb to Quez. Quez is exciting. Quez is an exciting receiver. I can't wait to watch him some more today. You know, he was not out here for the entirety of camp, but you know, now he's active and he's working. I like his upside. I think he might end up beating out Jalen Reagor for playing time if they, you know, I don't even know that they match up positionally with the way that they're moving the guys around.
Yep.
They say, you know, this is a coaching staff that really puts an emphasis on having the receivers know all the positions. So Quez gives a burst that Jalen Reagor was supposed to give.
Well, for sure. And I'll say this. There was a question, and it was a good question, asked to Nick Sirianni in the press conference earlier today that I really wanted to hear his honest answer to. And he did probably right by his players by not answering the question. It was a question about which wide receivers have really stood out to you. Now that Devontae Smith's out for some time, which receivers have actually stood out to you so far in training camp? And Sirianni did the whole, oh, I'm happy about the whole group. Whole group, happy with the whole group. And then I wanted to see who was the first name he was going to say, if he even would say one. And then for 10 or 15 seconds, I thought he wasn't even going to say a receiver. Then, you know, 15 or seconds or so into it, he pivoted to, you know, Jalen hit Quez Watkins, you know, yesterday on a bomb. And that was the first and only name he said.
Yeah.
But it was also a credit.
Quez is going to do something this year.
Yeah, I mean,
I know it's early, and I know a lot can happen. But last season when he got into the game, I forget which game it was, he was he looked like what I expected Jalen Reagor to be.
I think the Cardinals game was the one where he caught that ball, pivoted, and then had some run after that. I mean, I don't know. I got to see a lot more from Quez Watkins before I believe in him. 215-592-9494 from training camp. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Of course, we'll keep you updated on everything in camp as it happens live today. Phillies, do you believe in this club? I'll say it was a stirring victory last night, but they're still also only 500. Are you believing? Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.